It's time for learning how easy it is to be healthy and really enjoy life. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett, author, nationally known speaker, and leader in the Green Living approach. Here's Howard.
Well, we had an interesting hour with my friend who I haven't seen in a long time, Alan Nation. Those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, K-Sky not running the first hour yet. So you'll have to go to our podcast, which will be up. It's usually up a day or so after the show, and listen to the interview. I'm going to give you the highlights of it because there were some interesting new things that popped out. Talking with Alan, and if you've got any questions about anything green living wise, gardening related or not, give me a call at 1-866-444-3478. First of all, before I talk about Alan's visit, got some new things on the website, and that continues and will continue. We have made it easier for you to find the blog where you see a lot of the most current things that we bring up and talk about on the air. The word blog is pretty simple to see it there on the left. You'll see Alan's photograph there. You know who Alan Nation is. And then down below the seal, the Dirt Doctor seal, it says Identify the Mutt Contest. If you click on that, it takes you to the information about this contest that we're running, which is kind of a neat deal. We're excited about it. We've already got some entries in. The contest is to guess the mix of breeds in our two mutts, our new puppy, Tater, and also Hannah, age six Hannah, at 60 pounds, and Tater weighing in at 4 pounds and 2 months, and it gives you some shots of them there. We've got we had a donation from the company that does the testing, and the company is called Bio Pet Vet Lab. Tropical John Thomas and Southland supplier selling this test kit. What you do is you swab the inside of the dog's mouth with this long Q-tip. The cheek, inside of the cheek, and then you send it into them, and then they send you a test result. They do the test, send you a result saying what the breeds that make it up your mutt are. And so that's what we're doing, and the contest is to guess what they are of the two dogs. The winners will get winners. I guess there would be two since there's two dogs. We'll get some consultation, site consultation from Tropical John and yours truly, the Dirt Doctor. So it's fun. It's going to be interesting to see. I have swabbed both of the dogs. You see a picture of me doing Hannah there. And it has been sent in probably a couple of weeks before we'll know the results. So you got some time. But check out the slideshow of the two dogs, and if you've got a guess, let us know. You just email it to us. Alan Nation is, and by the way, the number to be with me again is 866-444-3478. There are two open lines. Jump on here. The Stockman Grass Farmer is a publication that Alan does. I don't remember how often it comes out. I get it, but I don't remember exactly how often I get it. And it's really good. It's a newspaper type of a publication, and it covers grass-fed techniques and a lot of alternative kinds of things. It's not hardcore organic, but it's very much that way. In fact, he's one of the things that's new with Alan is in Mississippi, where he is, where he lives, they were having a little bit of trouble selling the term organic because everybody thought that that was just talking about hippies and all of that kind of thing, and a silly thing for that conservative group of people living there. So they changed the name. They started using the name Heritage, and I kind of like it. Heritage Foods, and I think we'll do that to some degree as well. They have a big Heritage Day. And have had real good results, he said, overwhelming results, and people really getting into farming and ranching and doing landscaping and everything the way great-granddad and grandmom did. So I like that. I think that's a good a good approach. We've had trouble, you know, with the term, the university's bad-mouthing the term. You know, the dictionary definition of organics is anything with carbon in it. Well, that allows people to say any toxic chemical, basically, you know, has an organic base that has carbon in the big old complex molecule. So calling it heritage may be a good way to go. And we also talked about a place down in the near Waco, Elmont area, called Heritage Homestead. And I've been there a bunch of times. Judy and I love the place. We go there and have lunch. They have a wonderful restaurant there. They grow their own food. And they've gotten into this annual crop rotation like the Argentinians did to get this grass-fed industry underway down there. Probably doing it not perfectly yet, the way he was talking, and he had a couple of suggestions there, but apparently doing it better than anybody else around. If you want to see how it's done, their website you can go to, I don't remember it specifically, but it's Heritage Homestead in Elmont, and they've got a real good website. They do furniture, they have a blacksmith shop, they do their own milling of grains. They plow with draft horses, which is really cool, and you can get to see all of that stuff down there. And we'll probably have a guest on from them. That really gives me a good idea, and get some more photographs and get some more information on the website for you about them. Let's see. Well, there was one other thing about – oh, and also Alan still very graciously does this on the website, so it's not just for my listeners, does it for anybody, but it's a very nice thing he does. He will send you a free copy of the Stockman Grass Farmer, which if you're in the farming or ranching in any way, or even if you're a homeowner wanting to buy real good quality food, understanding all this I think is very important. And you can get a free sample of the magazine by giving them a call. The number is 800-748-9808. Or if you go to the website, you can just click where it says click here and go that route. See his website, the Stockman Grass Farmer. And I recommend you go there. For those of you in areas around the country where you don't have any idea where to buy grass-fed meats, which are they taste better, they're better for you, and better environmentally, and everything about it is better. You don't know where to get that stuff, you can go to the website eatwild.com, which is Joe Robinson's website. Joe is a writer and a researcher involved in this same kind of study, same kind of subject. And she publishes a list of places where you can get raw milk, raw cheese, grass-fed meats, all the kinds of things we recommend anywhere in the country. You just search by city, and it tells you the places that they know of. We probably have a link to that on our website. If you go into nonprofits and grass-fed meats and all, it's probably there. If it's not, we need to get it added for you. Okay, so let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. First up this morning is Joan in Dallas. Hello, Joan.
Oh, good morning. How are you, Howard?
Is it Joan or Joanne?
I'm Joan, J-O-A-N.
What can we do for you?
Well, I wrote to you about 3 weeks ago wanting to get your recipe for roach bait, but I never had heard, so I thought I will call him up and get it.
Well, it was probably sent, unless it's still buried on my desk somewhere, Joan. Sorry about that. There's a couple of different ways to go on roaches. The one that you're probably referring to is one that I've recommended for a long time and gotten a lot of reports about it working so well, and it's simply 50% sugar, white sugar,
yeah,
and 50% Arm & Hammer detergent.
Yeah.
Laundry detergent.
Yeah, that's the one we tried. Now, is that all there is in it?
Well, there's one more thing you can do. Generally, that works just using those two ingredients. But if people want it to be a little bit quicker kill, you can add a pinch of boric acid to it. Don't add too much because boric acid will run off the roaches if, you know, there's too much of it in there. They are killed, believe it or not, by just the sugar and the Arm & Hammer detergent. Arm & Hammer specifically because it's probably got, you know, baking soda in the
That's what I thought. It had to be the Arm & Hammer. But we have tried that, and but I don't think it has seemed to have hadn't worked too well. But I thought maybe there was some other ingredient. But you say just pinch of boric acid.
A pinch of boric acid is the only other thing I'd try. Also, dusting in the area, Joan, with a natural diatomaceous earth. And if all else fails, if you have a real bad infestation, which we did at one time, we called in an organic company, and they use a product called Abamectin, A-B-A-M-E-C-T-I-N, Abamectin Bait.
A-B-A-C?
Okay, I'll be back right after this.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. The water we drink with, cook with, and shower and bathe in all play a very critical role in our health. Aquasana's patented process takes out contaminants but leaves in the healthy minerals. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Aquasana offers a complete line of home water filters for drinking, showering, and whole house water filtration. You can purchase drinking water purifiers for under $100, shower filters under $70, and whole home filtration systems for under $800. All factory direct with certified performance and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit aquasana.com or call 1-866-NO-BOTTLE for the Dirt Doctor special 20% off factory direct purchases. Tell them the Dirt Doctor sent you or use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount. Free same-day shipping and a free Aquasana glass water bottle for your fridge. Order now by calling 1-866-NO-BOTTLE or visit aquasana.com and make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Thrive by Alpha Biosystems may be the most important product that has come on the market since I've been preaching organics. Beneficial bacteria plus mycorrhizal fungi to enhance the soil life, clean up pet odors, clear up ponds and water features, and heal sick plants. Thrive works great, it's cost effective, and it's good for all planting. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com or call them 888-265-7929 or check with your local organic retailer.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit HowardGarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com. There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, Howard, back with you, and we've got open lines, so jump on here and let's chat about anything you want to talk about, green living-wise, gardening-wise. I got a couple of gardening things to cover for you, so give me a chance to do that. That number is 866-444-3478. One of the things that I was noticing in my garden, I finally got around to putting out the fall tomatoes and peppers and a few other things. And yes, I'm late. I've just been running around like a chicken with my head cut off trying to get caught up on things. And I finally got some real nice transplants out and got a bunch of beans and other things coming on, okra coming on. And I planted a bunch of summer wildflowers. Kind of an experimental deal that I'll show you some shots of as we go. I planted a whole bunch of cosmos from seed a few weeks back. They're coming up kind of nicely. And one of the things that's happening is that purslane, is which a lot of people would consider a weed, has germinated also. I didn't plant any. It's just germinating, starting to grow also. And I'm going to leave it there as a ground cover. Also, some spurge is coming on too. Not a lot of tall things, just those low kind of plants. And I'm going to leave them as a cover crop with the taller wildflowers coming up. I've also got that aster that I discovered in Maine that is going to be probably germinating and growing. And we've got some information about it on the website, and you might want to consider it too. I'm not totally sold on how well it works in this area yet, but I'll keep you posted on that. One other thing, I pulled up the website of the what I said was Heritage Homestead. It's actually Homestead Heritage. It's the other way around. Their website is homesteadheritage.com. It's in Elmont. Their website is really nice. Gives you a great tour, photographic tour, and some information about what all is there. And if you haven't experienced that, if you're in this, you know, it's basically in the Waco area, Central Texas area, if you're ever here, if you don't live here, it's something to definitely put on your list. But you can check out their website wherever you are. Another thing I wanted to mention is that we've got a new advertiser, Dr. Uhira's Probiotics. One of the nutritional things, one of the health things that I've gotten into is taking probiotics. A lot of people have been recommending probiotics in general, And Marty Whittakin turned me on to this specific product, and I was impressed from the very beginning with the people and the product and everything. So you're going to hear more and more about those kinds of things. If you want to buy probiotics that I'm talking about, there's a button right there on dirtdoctor.com on the left-hand side that gets you into that area. A lot of the other things, all the other things that I talk about are available at the Green Living Shop. And the navigational bar there at the top of the page on the any of the websites, howardgarrett.com or dirtdoctor.com or green-living.com will take you to that area. And for people around the country that have complained about where are the products that you talk about, we can't find them anywhere, that's where they are. We've made them available to you there while we're still trying to get the products into the cities around the country as much as we possibly can. All righty, 866-444-3478. Paul in Dallas next up. Hello, Paul.
Hi. I had boars and a it's an oak tree last year.
Uh-huh.
And they made round holes, and I put hydrogen peroxide in, and they went away. This year I've got some, and or I guess they're boars, but the tree's leaking in two different places. And so I went out and got the steel brushes like you're supposed to. And the holes are too small to put anything in. And I'm wondering what I need to put on the...
What kind of trees are they, Paul?
It's a oak tree that...
red oak or something like that?
Well, I can't think. It's the one that has the balls on it.
Galls or acorns?
Acorns.
Okay. Well, all oaks have acorns. Is it a deciduous tree? I bet it's a red oak. They're the most problematic about that. If you still have bleeding and you have active borers in the tree, it means the tree's in stress, for one thing, so you need to do the whole sick tree treatment. But you can kill those borers if they're actively working in there with orange oil. You can take orange oil and you can put it on almost full strength. You can dilute it some with water, 50% or something. You save money. And you paint it on there. We learned this technique on a commercial project that had red buds that came in to be planted and were planted. And they had bleeding like you're seeing and borers in the trunk. And the contractor just painted the orange oil right on the trunk. And it killed them, took care of them. But they'll come back if you don't do the sick tree treatment and relieve the stress that's causing them to be there in the first place.
Okay. Just paint the orange oil around where it's leaking.
Uh-huh. Just paint it right on the trunk. You can do it full strength if you don't go all the way around the trunk. If you did it all over and over full strength, it might even cause a little damage. But also, if you dilute it with water to about 50-50 and paint it on there, it'll still work about as well and save you a little money. You won't have to buy as much product.
What can I do to keep them from coming back next year?
Do the sick tree treatment. If you do sick tree treatment, expose the flare very dramatically and aerate the root system, put out all the organic amendments we talk about, or stop watering so much or water enough. There's something, soil contamination, you got to figure out what causes the stress, but something has. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's Mole Scram, the one mole repellent that really works. Mole Scram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. Mole Scram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply, just sprinkle or spread, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get Mole Scram today at fine nurseries and garden centers or go to molescram.com. Mole Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Let's talk about Munster Natural Dog Food. It's made with a blend of five different grains, and that's different because most pet foods have only one or two. Flaxseed is added to become the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Nutritional experts have found that a diet rich in omega-3 and natural antioxidants significantly improves the health and appearance of animals. Natural tocopherols, which are a source of vitamin E, citric acid, and rosemary extract are the natural antioxidants used in Munster Natural instead of the toxic chemicals that I don't like BHA, BHT, and ethoxyquin. Fortified with vitamins and minerals, Munster Natural comes in three different rations for puppies, mothers, and athletes, for normally active dogs, and for senior and less active dogs. But also now, the latest addition is Munster Natural's chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
With you. Numbers 866-444-3478. As we were talking to Paul, it dawned on me probably a lot of the new listeners are wondering what the heck the sick tree treatment is. That, along with all my formulas, is right on the website, right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, or you can go through the navigation bar of howardgarrett.com and get to the organic guides, the sick tree treatment, the potting soil mixture that I recommend, the tree trunk goop, a lot of the terms that you'll hear me talk about, Garrett juice, the formula for making it, which is the liquid foliar feed and soil drench fertilizer that I recommend. All of it is right there for you, and you can make them yourself or buy them commercially, either way you want to go. We don't care. We want you to use these products in whatever way works for your program the best. Next up is Kathy in Coppell. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Howard. I wanted to make a comment on your, first of all, the two promotions that you just ran for the Dirt Doctor website about natural living were fabulous.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah, the second thing is, on the eating grass-fed beef, I think it's important, if people can, to talk to the farmer and find out what are his other practices besides just make sure that they're just grass-fed, because there's farmers that are out there promoting grass-fed, and they give them a little grain once in a while. Well, that's not grass-fed, as you and I know.
Yeah, that's a good point, Kathy, because I know at least there's one, at least one character and maybe more that do grass-fed, and they kind of badmouth organic and talk about it not being important. So that's a very good point. I'm kind of naive. I kind of think that everybody is on the same wavelength that we are, but that's not not the case.
Well, the two things I think are important is, do they use chemical dewormer? Because there's a lot of grass-fed farmers that use a chemical dewormer.
Right, that's true.
And there's a lot of them that the person who claims to be the largest grass-fed meat distributor in the United States uses Roundup on his pastures where it's necessary, is exactly a direct quote, and you and I both know it's never necessary.
No, that's right. Just like Alan was talking about, you know, letting things grow and have a salad bar effect, that's what he's talked about forever. It's just throwing your money away, plus you're contaminating the soil. That's a great point. There's still people using broadleaf herbicides and killing the broadleafs and saying that they're grass-fed, you know, too. So, yeah, that's a good point. Ask about the other techniques they should be using, whether they're calling it organic or not. They should be using basically an organic program. I liked his idea of using the word heritage. It could be grabbed by people who are doing bad stuff, just like any term. But I think that's an interesting term for us to kick around.
Well, I just really want to encourage people to talk to your farmers, because, for one thing, they really want to talk to you.
Sure, absolutely.
They're proud of what they do, and besides raising healthy food, the next most important thing to them is educating the people that are eating it.
And the people that work with us and run some ads, the people that have the farmers markets in most of the places around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, not all of them, but a lot of those people are exactly who we want you to talk to and do business with. But it doesn't take you very long to interview somebody, talk to them, and find out whether they're really on board for all the things we're talking about or not.
That's exactly right. And I think people around the country, you know, they haven't had the benefit of being educated by you for the last 10 or 15 years, so they don't know all this extra stuff that you and I take for granted.
I appreciate you bringing it up. It's a good point.
Have a great day, Howard.
Thank you, Kathy. Thanks for calling. Bye. It's 866-444-3478. Open line for you. Gloria in Carrollton next up. Hey, Gloria.
Good morning. I'm calling to ask you to give me the good and the bad characteristics of an elm tree, and I do not know the specific type of it, but I have one that has grown up in a pot. It's about three or four feet tall, and so I don't know whether to do something with it or what. So if you could help me, please.
Okay, we will attempt to do that, Gloria. One thing that you could do you have a digital camera by any chance?
No.
Well, if you could borrow one or get somebody to shoot a shot for you and send it to me, I could give you more help. But mm-hmm. A lot of times when elms pop up from seed around this part of Texas, it's going to be either cedar elm or American elm. It would be possible for you to have a Siberian elm also, but that's the worst choice that you could have. Okay. If it's Siberian elm, which some people call Chinese elm mm-hmm. incorrectly, it will already have some holes eaten in the leaves. It'll have a little worm that skeletonizes the leaves. And if you're seeing signs of that, it's probably a Siberian elm. We have pictures on the website and in my books of all these elms if you want to check that out too.
Yeah.
But that's a bad one. American elm is really a great tree. It's a wonderful American native tree. It does have a few built-in problems compared to our other elm choice, which is cedar elm. Cedar elm has a small leaf that's about an inch long, and when you rub your fingers on it, it'll feel like sandpaper.
Okay.
The American elm does not feel like sandpaper. It's a smooth leaf, and it's bigger. It's about the size of the palm of my hand, the length of the palm of my hand, a much bigger leaf. And it's a grand tree. It gets to be very large and has beautiful branching. It will get some rotted wood in it a little bit, especially if people misprune it. If they do flush pruning cuts on American elm, it's very sensitive to that, developing cavities and rotted areas that started out from an improper cut. You see what I mean?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Cedar elm is a great tree, more upright, a little stiffer, beautiful. Both of them have beautiful yellow fall color. And, you know, I like them both. If I was going to plant one a new tree, I'd plant cedar elm instead of American elm. But the largest tree on my property where we live, Judy and I live in Lakewood in Dallas, largest tree on our property is an American elm. And it was there when we bought the place. And it's really, really pretty. It one of the issues with American elm, I ought to say for everybody listening, because it grows all over the country, is it will sometimes get damaged in the spring, the early spring, from a late frost. I've seen that happen, even though it's a native plant. So it's not perfect. It has a few little quirky things about it. Cedar elm is better. Does the texture of the leaf ring a bell for you on your tree?
Yes, it does, and I'm thinking that it is the cedar because it is smooth on both sides.
Well, smooth would mean it's not cedar elm, that it's probably American elm.
Oh, I thought, I'm sorry.
It's the other way around.
Opposite. Okay.
Yeah, cedar elm is the one that feels sandpapery. Oh. American elm is smooth, but also Siberian elm will be smooth too. Now, there's an imported elm that's possibly what you have, that you ought to look at also, and it's the true Chinese elm or lace bark elm. I don't recommend it anymore like I used to for anybody that is in an area of the country where cotton was ever grown because it's very susceptible to cotton root rot.
Yeah. Okay, well, like that American elm, does it have various little leaves on one stem?
Yes.
Okay, I bet that's an American.
Well, they both will, though. Take a look at the shots in my on my website and in my books. If you don't have any of my books, they're in the library, and you can identify it real easily. There are other good plant books, too, but we cover those trees very well.
Yeah. Okay, listen, thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thank you, Gloria.
Bye.
And it's 866-444-3478, Bill in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
Doing great.
I've got oak trees, established oak trees, that are starting to lose their leaves and turn brown. I call the county extension office, and they tell me it's from a drought 3 years ago followed by a really wet winter. I've got trees in a stand that some of them are perfect and others are dying randomly.
Well, the advice I gave you there could be pretty good. That could be the culprit that led to some stress in the tree. But there's probably something else at work too, Bill. It would be my guess. Are these, do you know what kind of oaks they are? Are they post oaks?
Yeah, they're post oak, and there's been no groundwork done, no construction.
Have you used any synthetic fertilizer or herbicides in the area?
No.
Okay. Well, they're probably right then. They're probably right that the stress from a drought that got really dry very deep in the ground, it happened in the Dallas-Fort Worth area just as much as it did in Oklahoma. It really dried out those roots, and then, like they said, then following that drought with too much moisture, stressed the trees. All you can do is there's a lot you can do, but it's basically doing some version of what I talked about with Paul, the sick tree treatment.
Right.
Post oaks are just the most sensitive tree of all them, and blackjack oaks are tough to deal with. So, in a...
Yeah. Red oaks, no problem with those.
Okay.
Post oaks, they are. They also told me that it could be, you know, you could see effects from a drought 8 to 10 years later.
That's true. That's true. They're giving you some good advice there. The stress that comes from doing too much fertilizer or overwatering or drought or whatever sometimes can show up on down the road. They're giving you some good information there. The only way to reverse it, though, is to balance out the moisture. If there's a drainage problem, try to figure out anything you can do there. And then do some version of my sick tree treatment. Now, for post oaks, you don't need to do the whole sick tree treatment, the aeration and rock powders and sugars, cornmeal and Garrett juice and Thrive drenched into the soil. You can start off with as simple as putting out dry molasses all over the whole root system. That'll stimulate biological activity by itself. And that's very economical if you got a lot of area or a lot of trees to treat. If you do have the money to do the entire sick tree treatment, like I have specified, like the formula is on the website, that would be good, except for one thing. On post oaks and blackjack oaks, especially post oaks, cut the rates of everything I recommend there in half. One, it'll save you money, and two is because of the sensitivity of the post oaks root system, it'd be a better way for you to go.
Okay, so a tree that's already shown 3/4 of its leaves gone, is that tree going to come back?
You can save one if it still has any life left at all, Bill. If it's dead, I cannot bring plants back from the death.
Okay. Thank you, Howard.
Appreciate it. Keep me posted. I'm Howard Garrett. Telephone number, we've got an open line for you, 866-444-3478. I'll be back. There's a brand new product from Zeotech. It's one specifically for bed preparation to go along with the kitty crystals, the best cat litter around, critter crystals for the other small pets, Z-Quine for horses, Zeobrite for the pool filter, and now Turfade for organic bed preparation. For more information on the zeolite that I recommend, go to zeotechcorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask for Zeotech zeolite recommended by the Dirt Doctor.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. And tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable, lightweight saw is ideal for your home wood cutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
If you are currently having trouble hearing, or if you have a friend or relative that's having trouble hearing you, I've got a recommendation. It's Affordable Hearing. It's the hearing aid company that I recommend. Several locations. First of all, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592, and it's available 7 days a week to answer your questions. Also, the same number to call for an appointment, 800-521-1592. Take advantage of getting a free test and taking one of the hearing aids home to try for a while with no obligation. You will be glad you did. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, that's even more reason to take advantage of this opportunity. Call Greg Keeney and his staff at Affordable Hearing and try them out. 800-521-1592.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And telephone number is 866-444-3478, and that's the number for any hour of any of my shows. Kathy reminded me that when you're on hold to be with me to talk on the air, you get to hear some stuff that other people don't get to hear, and that's what she was referring to. It's some information that recommendations and a little bit about green living, lifestyle choices, and things like that. So whenever you call in, you'll see what we're talking about there. Martha in Mansfield's next up. Hi, Martha. Took her by surprise.
We put out ryegrass last winter, and my husband says I'll never do it again. He was mowing it every week. But anyway, and we let a certain amount of the thatch go down, you know, on the yard, but found it just was overwhelmed with it, so we quit doing the thatch thing. And then I don't know if we had a freeze without watering the root systems of the Bermudagrass or what, but we just had huge bald spots. And, I mean, here we are into almost August, and we still have bald spots, you know. So he's put some seed out, but we don't know if it's really too late for that, if we just need to put sod out in those places. You know, we've been doing the organic for about 3.5 years now, and he's getting to the point where he's, like I told you last time I called, he's about to give up on it because our yard doesn't look as nice as everybody else's on the block.
Well, what you need to give up on, Martha, is planting the wrong kind of grass. Ryegrass won't grow in the summertime.
Right, we know that, but we just did it as with compost to kind of build our soil, which is, you know, all fill dirt and stuff, so we just wanted to try and build the soil and by adding the clippings back in and with the layer of compost that we put down. We got a dump truck load of it, you know. And So anyway, I mean, it's beautiful green grass for the through the winter, but it seems to have taken its toll on our Bermuda grass.
Okay, that is a problem with overseeding, okay. Especially if you let it go too long. And sounds like y'all let it go way too long. It can the ryegrass itself can actually kill out your summer grasses. I do not overseed. Some people do and recommend it, and that's fine. But if you do, it's really critical that as soon as it starts to warm up, as soon as we get into 70-degree temperatures, not in the nighttime temperatures warm especially, that mm-hmm. you work to knock the ryegrass on out, or it will keep growing mm-hmm. into the early summer. It likes the same growing conditions that your summer grasses like, huh. And it will beat them if you keep mowing high and don't kill it out, and that's why you've had damage to your permanent grasses.
Okay, so what do we do at this point?
Well, either stop overseeding totally, or if you keep doing it, you need to mow low and stress it by not watering very much if it doesn't rain in okay. the spring, so that you encourage your Bermuda and St. Augustine or Zoysia or whatever you're trying to grow to make the transition. But even if you do it right, even if you help the transition, the ryegrass does damage your summer grasses. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, so the bald spots, just put down seed and compost at this. Well, we just got back off an extended vacation. That's one reason why.
Right. Well, it depends on what you want to grow. If you're going to grow Bermuda grass and it's in full sun, you can put down Bermuda grass seed. You can put down buffalo grass seed. It's kind of late to get it established really well, but it's okay if you do it right away. The best thing would be to go in and plant solid sod. St. Augustine grass, Bermuda, Zoysia, centipede, whatever kind of summer grass that you'd like to have in those areas.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not the organic program's fault. It's the management of the ryegrass fault.
Probably the timing thing, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The timing and the management are hand in glove.
Okay. Well, I can see where we waited too long to scalp it and let the Bermuda come up. But, you know, like I said, I was kind of concerned about the clippings, you know, because we were using our mulching mower and just putting everything back down onto the soil. And I thought, well, maybe that made put a layer of thatch down that the Bermuda just couldn't get through.
No, if you're using organic fertilizers and all, the microbes should have broken the thatch down. It shouldn't have been a problem. It sounds like you've been using organic fertilizers. Is that right?
The last time we put down the molasses, I think, was around the 1st of May, mm-hmm. or one of the last times you said it was time to do it.
Right.
And can we go ahead and do that now? And that will help with that with that microbe?
It would. And in your case, and maybe a lot of other people out there, there is a Thrive product on the market. You know, this Thrive right. microbe uh-huh. product I recommend all the time. One of them is a turf product, and it's a hose-in sprayer. I just used it myself the other day, and I'm about to make a change in my recommendations. I like these new hose-in sprayers for putting
right.
out Garrett juice and Thrive and that sort of thing. So if you do that right now, I think there's nothing else that would do you more good. Dry molasses and then that liquid Thrive all over the whole place. Do Garrett juice also if your budget and time allows, and you'll see it get in good shape before fall.
Well, great. Well, thank you for your help.
Thank you, Martha. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Robert, hang on. I will talk to you off the air before I get out of here, and we'll see everybody soon. I want you to go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, and check it out. If you want our newsletter, it's free. Just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, or you can just fill out the little form there. If some of these products are not available in your stores, go to the Green Living Shop. You can find that connection there as well. I've enjoyed being with you. Get away from the synthetic fertilizers. They're really bad in all kind of ways, and also the toxic pest control products. If you don't know what the alternatives are, you'll find them right there on the website, dirtdoctor.com. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds. See you.